Banner. Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire, and Rome is burning. And, of course, our great champion of justice and freedom in the White House and those in Congress are part of the burning of America. They are lighting the matches, setting the fuses, and they are pouring kerosene on the fire, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're doing something tonight. We're trying to reach out across America, across the world, to try to bring an end to this injustice here in the United States. Joe is on the line. Joe, a lawyer. And, of course, we have Joe, our Minuteman volunteer from Texas. And, Joe, it's certainly, I know how you feel. I think we can all sympathize with you, Joe, how you have gone out to Eagle Pass every single week, and you have given your all, put yourself on the line, and endangered yourself for America, for the cause, for freedom, for the sake of your daughter, for everyone here in this country. So I know how burdened you are. I think we can all appreciate that.
I'm Rick. I'm burdened for Joe, man.
And
his family, because I talked to an agent Guajardo and an agent Hernandez close to Eagle Pass, and it's like I see them a couple times, man. And they tell me that, like, you know, you have a lot. I said this on Rick's show, Joe, that they told me you have a lot more rights and can get by with more than we can, because, you know, you're not an agent. And I go, well, what do you mean? I said, you're protecting our borders. And they said, yes, but we can't, you know. And I've talked to several agents who have told me about, you know, that you're, you know, that Ramos Compton, and they don't need to be there, brother. They should have never been there, Joe. And
I don't know about that, though, Joe, about you having more rights. If you are found or caught doing anything, you know what will happen.
Right. Well, the thing about me, Joe and Rick, is that I'm on, like, we got five men, ex-veterans. We're not part necessarily of the Minutemen group. We're independent with the Texas Cattle Association. And I talked on Rick's show about they'd come across, and we didn't know if it was revenge, Joe, or what, but they killed some calves, cut off the hindquarters, and, you know, that kind of thing. And we don't know if it's just people hungry or people wanting to get revenge, but I do know this, what I've seen around Eagle Pass, and Joe, if we ever got caught, God help us, man. But we went across the border at night, no lights, and, you know, we saw the Mexican army at night, not using headlights. And they're helping Joe, the drug cartel.
Oh, absolutely.
You know it, and I know it, brother.
Absolutely.
You know it, and I know it. They're
and
helping.
Homeland Security is helping them.
Exactly.
Yes. Chertoff, and also our congressman here in El Paso, Sylvester Reyes, is also behind the illegal immigration and the amnesty and the whole bit. And like I've been telling people, he has two relatives that were sent to prison.
Right.
Mr. Reyes' cousin and nephew were sent to prison July of last year for drug smuggling activities, for money laundering, and I can't remember the other charge. But they really received a slap on the wrist because his cousin, 67-year-old, got 3 years in prison. And she's in the same prison as Ignacio Ramos in Phoenix.
That's what I was getting ready to bring up, Joe, is I know that a lot of the Texas prisons, I know that, you know, people, one of the things is I know there was a man in there that was under extreme security, and they killed him. And, but
Joe,
I know,
if you want to hang on, you may. I know you
got a lot. Yeah, real quick, because I know you got other callers.
You've got a lot of things to burden yourself of. We'll get to other calls in just a few moments. 3 minutes, we'll be back with both of you and our other callers right here on the program, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. We know. All right. We're back, Joe, in Texas. You wanted to just make another comment or so before you have to leave?
Yeah, I just wanted to wrap up and say, Joe, just keep the faith, man. And they're going to get out. And because the American people knows what's going on. And we got to stay under the radar, some of us. But they're going to get out, and you're a true patriot, your son-in-law, and your family. You're in my prayers every night. They're going to get out, brother. But I know also that what's going on, man. And what people, I want the American people to understand real quick, and I'll hang up, is that I want the American people to know that those men are in an environment with illegals that are drug dealers, that are gang members, and people may think they're protected, but, they got to always be aware, man, these agents that are in there. But, Joe, my prayers are with you, brother.
Hermano, thank you. Thank you so much,
God,
Joe.
God bless you. Gloria Dios, man. And my prayers are with you, brother. And I'm doing what I can, man. And I just, God, I hope I never get caught, But I'm down there trying to do my part. And I hope they give our agents more credit. But, brother, God bless you. And God bless Rick Adams for being the voice in the wilderness, man.
Our prayers are also with you, Joe. Remember.
All right, man. Well, Joe, God bless you, and God bless you, Rick. Thank you.
God bless you, too, Joe. I know your area well. I knew Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and all that area real well. I used to be a union representative for the railroad, and I represented those little towns out there.
Okay, Joe, thank you. Take care now.
Yes.
Let me take another call for you, Joe. 800-313-9443. We need to support Agent Ramos and his family, and we'll tell you more about how you can do that during the program tonight. But let me see. We have Leslie now next on the program. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Rick, and hello, Joe. And I, too, have supported the group. But I'll tell you, in my view, I think this is, I don't know if you consider this to be a class action suit on behalf of the American people, the taxpayers. Have you ever considered that? Because all the citizens have been adversely affected by this case.
Yes. And, you know, Leslie, what I do and what I've been doing for the last 29 months is not only for my son-in-law and for Agent Compion. I've been doing it for everybody in law enforcement, because this could happen to anybody, whether it be policemen, deputy sheriffs, FBI, border patrolmen. The way that Ramos and Compion and the other agents that I mentioned earlier have been betrayed by the government and by the overzealous attorneys, U.S. attorneys, it just doesn't make
any sense.
Well,
one step further, Joe. Ted Poe, Congressman Ted Poe, he was on Lou Dobbs, and he said how Homeland Security, the Inspector General's office, lied to him about your son-in-law.
Right. I was with Ted Poe Saturday in Rock Springs, Texas. I have been with him several times at different functions, and I was with him in Washington also. And he knows the case very, very well. He's a former prosecutor.
I know he is, and he's handled, and he's also a former judge.
A former judge also. And, yes, he knows the case real well.
Right, and because from my understanding, nothing has happened, but those people that gave false statements about your son-in-law, we need an investigation, and there's got to be ramifications for their conduct. My concern is, did you ever get the disclosure on that judge and the prosecutor and the other people involved? Did you ever get the disclosure? Because this is very important, is to follow the money.
The judge in the case.
Absolutely.
Of the son-in-law, yeah.
Did you ever get
good
that?
Good question.
I'm sorry, Rick. Did I ever get to what?
The disclosure statement.
I've got statements, we have done, well, not personally, but there's been several people that interviewed some of the jurors. Three of the jurors came forward, but it was not...
No, sir. Joe, you don't understand what I'm saying. Write this down. A disclosure statement. Now, that is very... This is key. The reason why you want to see if they have any conflicts of interest, you want to look at their partnerships, you want to look at their financial interests. That has to be disclosed. You got to go after that.
Well, those have never been given to us.
No. You have to get it. They're not going
to
give that to you.
Well, where do you get them?
Well, you're going to have to do some private research. I mean, have you had private investigators look into these matters, Joe?
Rick, at the beginning...
Joe, let me give you the key. The key is follow the money. It's very, very important, listen to me, that you get the financial statement on the judge. That's just your starting ground. Get the financial statement on the prosecutor and all the public servants that you can get that was involved in this case. It's very, very important. The way they hide their money and the way this... a lot of times they use limited partnerships. Now, you know... This you do know, because I heard you mention on the air how George Bush was investing in Mexico with the Carlyle Group, but that is absolutely true. And Corsi, who has been on his show, it was on WorldNet Daily, that was posted May 23rd, 2006. And the reason why that's so important is because they have a huge financial interest in the Carlyle Group and the equity fund. Now, who else has these financial interests? It is in the financial interest of these corporations that have already signed up. And we're talking about some heavy hitters here. We're talking about Luis Tellez. He was executive vice president of DISC, one of Mexico's largest companies. We're talking about Jaquan Avila. He was the managing director of Lehman Brothers. Mark LaRata, the president of Kissinger, MacLarda Associates, and chief of staff and special envoy to the Americas for President Bill Clinton. The key here, Joe, is to get those disclosures as soon as possible. Go over those financial statements. A lot of times money can be diverted through campaigns and everything else is to their brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, you name it, wives. This is the way they do it. But the point being, you start there, get those financial statements, Joe. That is key. You want to know who is involved. You want to know their financial relationships. And then that's the way you do it, Joe. That's your base.
Yeah, well, that would take a one great private investigator.
No, it does not. I've done it myself many times,
really?
Numerous times. I couldn't count the times.
Well, if you would please call me at the office. My number is at under agentramos.com, or email me at it's also on the blog agentramos.com, and let me know how to get started on that. I certainly would like to do it. Although my time is limited because I usually spend 12, 13 hours a day on my job and on the case, and this has been going on forever.
Joe, key is follow the money. You got to get the sunshine on their money and their financial link, how these people were personally involved in your case. That's the key. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You have got
You're
to
right,
put some sunshine
Leslie.
On these rats.
You know, if we really, can you imagine if we had an honest government and we had people who were looking into all of these money trails, all of this conflicts of interest? Do you realize the potential here for exposure of this incredible cartel of interests and what it could do to the judiciary, what it could do to these convictions? Do you realize the impact it could make?
Joe,
if these people were railroaded because of these factors, which I believe
right.
they were, by the way.
Yeah, me too, but
that's the key, Joe. That's where the action is.
Well, Leslie, why don't you take the number and try to get to Joe?
Okay. And
call
him.
Give
me one more time. It's on the...
I'm going to give it out. Now, if you want, Joe, why don't you give your number if you wish to, or give out
no,
the...
No. I would give that privately. That's
yeah, it's really easy. It's just agentramos.com.
That's,
okay.
That's
agent
the website. Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, we got to get some real action here, okay? Because this is a great case because you've got Homeland Security giving false testimony to Ted Poe, who you know personally, who's a former judge.
Right.
As you know, he's presided over 25,000 criminal cases.
Mm-hmm.
The point being, you have everything but one thing, and that's and guess what it is? The money, the financial connections.
Right.
That's where the action
now,
is.
All right, Leslie, when you're done with the call, stay on the line. I want Mandy to get his number to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, make it easy for you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You finished?
All right.
Okay, well, you can see, Joe, that she is really on fire.
Right.
And we need more people to do what she's doing. Follow the money trail is exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, and what she mentioned a little while ago was about the lies of the Office of the Inspector General and Homeland Security.
Oh, it goes right to the top, man.
You know, it took, let's see, from August until February of this year for them to admit that they had lied to the Congress when they said that they had these documents signed by Ramos and Compeán admitting that they were out to kill Mexicans that day, that they didn't fear for their lives, and that they knew that this guy was unarmed. Well, yes, if you remember February, they admitted Richard Skinner, I think is the name of the this guy.
This case stinks from top to bottom. All right.
Right.
Thank you, Leslie. Stay on the line, and we'll take more calls when we come back. Joe Loya is our guest, and we're trying to help him, Agent Ramos, and all of the others in America and the Border Patrol as well as America itself. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm back. We're back here. Don't forget the website is www. Yes, indeed. That is it. www.ramos.com. AgentRamos.com. I'm sorry. I'm so excited and bitter right now that I really can't even keep my composure, Joe Loy. I'm sorry. This is really too much to tolerate here. I'm becoming emotionally involved in this so much that I don't know what to do. I really, you know, I feel helpless here. All I can do right now, I guess, is what I am doing by having you come on this program. And I need to have you come on regularly. I need to have some of the agents on this program to tell America what is going on that the media will not reveal to them, will not tell them, Joe.
Right.
We promise to do that.
If I could, Rick, I'd like to talk a little bit about his conditions at the prison.
Oh, absolutely. Feel free to do so now. We'll take our calls in a few moments. Yes, Joe, go ahead.
I've been to the prison. He was transferred from Yazoo, Mississippi, of course, after he got beat up brutally by five illegal felons from Mexico who saw him on America's Most Wanted. Of course, John Wall supports Ramos and Compeon 100%, and he did a documentary on Agent Ramos. He came to El Paso, and we did this documentary here. And when the prisoner saw him on TV there that Saturday night, 5 days after he got to Yazoo City, Mississippi, right after the lights went out, there was 148 inmates in that cubicle, and he was attacked. And the other thing is, we don't know whatever happened to those five felons. We haven't been able to get any information. They told us they would be.
They were probably pardoned by Bush.
Yeah, they were going to be prosecuted, but that was the end of that. Ramos is still hurt from that beating. He's got a couple of he's got problems with his back. And I saw him 10 days after the beating, and he was black, blue, and purple all over his body. And since then, Rick, he has been in solitary confinement 23 hours a day in a tiny 6x12 cell with a steel door. He is fed through a slot in that steel door 3 times a day. One hour a day, Monday through Friday, he is let out and put in a steel cage so he can walk around and exercise. He is allowed to shower 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He is not allowed out of his cell. He is not allowed a shower on Saturdays and Sundays. All he has in the little tiny cell, size of a bathroom, is his tiny little transistor radio that he bought at the prison commissary, his Bible, and the letters, the mail that he received.
Yeah, we remember what a job it was to get the mail through to him when you first came on. Thank God we did manage to get that across.
Right. And when we go visit the break, we have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, so we have to leave El Paso. It's 450 miles away. We have to leave here the night before, and we usually get there about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. We get about four hours sleep, and then we head for the prison. But we go in there, and they've already got him waiting for us when we arrive in the visitor's room, or it's a 65-capacity room. Of course, nobody else is allowed in there, just us and one guard that sits there with us throughout the seven-hour visit. Now, what's real painful, Rick, of course, when we hug him, everybody cries. You know, we all cry. I cry a lot, Rick. It's unbelievable. But sometimes I hide from the family to cry because I feel so sorry for my daughter, for my son-in-law, Ramos, and especially for the three kids, for the three boys. Mm. But when we get ready to leave, and Ramos loves his country. He said he would go back to his job. Right now, he'd love to go back to his job and forget everything that the government has done to him. But when we get ready to leave after that seven-hour visit, we've taken the kids, we've taken the boys several times. And usually there's about 6 guards that come in to get him. And they're all standing there waiting for us to say goodbye to him. And then as soon as we leave the room, they handcuff him to take him back to his cell. And there's 2 in front of him, 2 behind him, and 1 on each side. And, you know, as if he was a Charles Manson. But the worst part about it, Rick, is that the kids don't want to turn loose. They grab onto that orange jumpsuit from all over, and they cry, and they just don't want to turn him loose. And, I mean, we all start crying because it's so painful. The kids are going through, and my daughter and my wife and myself, and it's just unbelievable. It's hard to describe, and why do they have to do this? Why did this ever happen? We just don't understand.
Well, we know why, and we've touched on it tonight, and the corruption and the bribes and the terrorism, the narco-terrorists, the interests are just enormous in this government, and there are other economic interests, as Leslie has said. You know, these people are prisoners. The people that have imprisoned us are prisoners themselves, and we're reaping so much of what we have allowed to be sown in this country. All right, we'll be back with Joe and other calls. If you have a question or a comment for Joe Loya, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm back now. I'm back, yes. And before we take another call here, we have a request, Joe, for people who would like to be able to write to you, and also the address maybe they can write to your son-in-law in prison. Can you give us those addresses now?
Okay. While we're talking, I'll look it up in the computer under agentramos.com because I don't know it by memory. But...
yeah, but
that's
all right.
He does have a P.O. box in El Paso, Monica and Ramos.
Yeah.
It's Ignacio Ramos and more Monica Ramos. And the P.O. box in El Paso is P.O. box 972-925 and El Paso, Texas 79997.
Okay. We'll have you repeat that at the end of the program, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll have you repeat that again.
972-925.
We should mention, by the way, that people can volunteer or donate to Operation Free Ramos. Now, what is the best way to do that?
Well, donations usually, because like, this is unbelievable, but we have so many people making a living off of this case, and it's nothing but fraud. We've already uncovered several. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why, if people want to donate, we ask that you donate directly to our P.O. box here in El Paso, or through PayPal through our blog, agentrobbins.com. Mm-hmm. The people that are very legitimate is Grass Fire, Steve Elliott, and also the National Border Patrol Council, T.J. Bonner of the National Border Patrol Council.
Right. Shannon McGauley also has been a friend, Steve Mason, T.X. Minuteman, and others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about the people that have actually helped Agent right. Ramos and Compion.
Personally helped them, yes.
The biggest people, the biggest donors have been Steve Elliott of Grass Fire and T.J. Bonner of the National Border Patrol Council, the union.
Uh-huh. And, pretty hefty.
Right. And anybody else, you might want to call me at my office to verify if they're legitimate, because we have found there's a lot of people asking for donations, and certainly the family's not getting them. So,
No. As, unfortunately, that's the real dark side of all of these people, and you have to be careful when you see the blogs and the websites up and people referring to them as a means of fundraising for themselves, and nothing gets me angrier than that, because it's a sham. But as you say, going to you directly would eliminate all of that. People who listen to this program should know that. All right, let's take another call. Henry in Connecticut is next. Hello, Henry. You're on the program with Joe Loya.
Quick, I found this here in the Connecticut Post. I'm not reading nothing, so don't worry. Relax. On the Sunday, 21st of October, in Connecticut Post, there is an article. I'm not reading it. It just clearly says here, trying of change. As of April, there are 32 gangs or subsets in Bridgeport, and even more are created every day. Gangs, you know, like it's mostly Carlos this and that and Hispanic. So you know what that is? It's illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Bridgeport wasn't always like that either. But about your guest, he has a website and a phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've given it out.
Yeah,
we'll give it again at the end.
Okay. All right, I'll let you go. Okay, take care.
No, I mean, that's fine. Address a question. If you have a specific question or a comment you want to make to him, that's fine. We give the address again.
Well, I should have caught in the middle of the conversation,
save time.
So I'm not
sure.
Was he talking about legal aliens or something else?
Well, I know you jumped in a little late. We're talking about...
Yeah, okay,
about
I'll let you go. Then. Okay.
Well, no. Stay on the line.
Actually, we've talked a little bit about both.
Yeah. Don't leave.
I'm very, very, very knowledgeable as far as when it comes to illegal immigration, because I have lived on the border for 65 years.
As oh, wow.
I've always been 10 minutes from the border here in El Paso.
Oh, El Paso's
not big. We got about 750,000 people, but I don't know what the underground population is. Certainly, we do have a lot of illegals in El Paso. And I can tell you just about anything you want to know about the illegal immigration problem.
Well, what about that nasty thing with the protest that happened down there in El Paso? I heard that. It was horrible.
The protest, you say?
Yeah, yes.
Which one, Henry?
Well, the protest are you referring to?
The one that occurred in El Paso, Texas. There was one I heard a while ago.
Well, but which one? Well, are you referring to one organized by the illegals?
The illegals, yeah. No, I'm talking about the illegal aliens, yeah. No, I'm not talking about us.
Oh, yes. See, the problem here, Henry, is that our mayor, Mr. Cook, our county judge, our county attorney, rather, our district attorney, all these people were pro-amnesty. All these people support, and they figure that the only reason they're in office is because of the illegal or maybe even the legal immigrant. Because, of course, the illegals can't vote here in El Paso. They might be able to vote somewhere else, but they can't vote in El Paso. We haven't really had any large protest where they even would have to have the El Paso Police Department watching them. We have had marches that go for about 3 miles from the University of Texas to the Mexican border. It's about maybe 2 to 3 miles as a distance between. But As far as big protests and where we had to get the police department, we haven't had that problem. You got to remember, El Paso has about 1,200 Border Patrolmen. We have Fort Bliss here in El Paso, big military base, and we have about 2,000 El Paso policemen plus almost 2,000 sheriff's deputies in El Paso. So it's very hard for them, for those illegals and even some of the legals that harbor illegals to have much of a protest here in El Paso without our law enforcement getting involved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll let you go. I hope people can do something about this because, Bob Grant was talking about this, and they kept calling him this, and he's racist, and this, and the swastikas.
Yeah, we're beyond. I think the American people can see through that facade now. So we know
especially
better.
When they find out that their cities are turning to shale.
Yeah, know? Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
all right,
care.
Henry.
Bye.
Yeah, we get the message. unfortunately, it's a little late in the game. And, now people are waking up when they see what's really behind it. And they see GATT and NAFTA and they see CAFTA now. And they see all of these so-called free trade agreements not designed to help nations build economic success models, but in fact to do just the opposite. And what it's really doing is taking America down. You know, Joe, there's a bigger picture here, Joe. And
right.
I think you can see it. You can see it pretty clearly now, can't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. But if I may, I'd like to get back to just a little bit on the case of Ramos and Compián.
Yes, go right ahead. Then we'll take another call still.
And the conduct of these prosecutors. Agent Compián was called in by Prosecutor Deborah Kanoff.
Yeah.
And he was told, Mr. Compián, if you turn against Ramos, we'll be easy on you.
Mm-hmm.
And Compián said, why would I want to do that? If it wasn't for him, I might be dead because he came to my aid when I was down, when the smuggler had beat him up and left him on the ground. And we don't know. He wasn't made any kind of a plea deal or a bargain. He wasn't offered anything. As they were, of course, 2 weeks before trial, they were offered 18 months in prison and to pay a $35,000 medical bill of the drug smuggler, which they both declined. And they were facing 40 years to life because they were charged with attempted murder. And, like if these guys had been guilty, they would have taken those 18 months in a heartbeat, facing 40 years to life. And, the reason I mention this is because now that Gilmer Hernandez is out of prison, he did an interview with Glenn Beck just last week, and he said that they told him, you're facing 7 to 15 years in prison. We'll give you 6 months probation if you change your statement. In other words, lie to satisfy the prosecutor, Johnny Sutton, and Bill Bauman in Del Rio, Texas. So this is the same vicious prosecutors that have put so many people behind bars. It just makes me wonder how many innocent people can be in prison because of these guys, Bauman, Kanoff, Gonzalez, and Bill Bauman, and several others that work in the Western District of Texas.
Well, it's even bigger than that, and I'm just very concerned about the health of Ramos and Compián and others that are in these prisons and they're being subject to this abuse. Have there been any other attempts or attacks on your son-in-law, Agent Ramos?
Oh, he says that every time they take him out of the cell, they put the prison under lockdown. And he says that they can see him through the windows and that Phoenix FCI has many, many illegals from Mexico, and they now know who he is, and they start cursing at him through the windows of the prison when he's out there in that cage walking, just trying to get a little bit of exercise that 1 hour that they take him out every afternoon. And they know they can't get to him, of course, but they would love to get their hands on him because he is a former federal agent. My question would be, What would they do if Johnny Sutton had to go to prison? What would they do to protect him? Would they put him under the same conditions? He brags about the thousands of people he has put behind bars. He brags about sending three people to death row. He brags about a $50 million budget that we have to fight. Us, who have nothing left, you know, we have to use our every mostly from...
You know, that's an interesting question, Joe. Maybe someday we'll have the pleasure of finding out what would happen in that scenario.
Yeah, well, maybe they put Johnny Sutton in a wig and send him to that Martha Stewart Country Club.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing now. Someone like Agent Ramos and someone like Compeon Hernandez, these people should never be in with the prison population they're in with. And there obviously could be a case where they could be transferred to another facility where they're not even known, or where they're under, a different class of population, or for that matter, home confinement, for crying out loud. I mean, we've got people who have been convicted of real serious crimes, including murder, that have served less time than Ramos and Compeon will have served.
The average murder sentence in this nation is 8 years.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, they did do eight months of home confinement after they were out on bail. That was bad in itself because Agent Ramos, I can't really speak much for Compeon because, people think that Compeon and Ramos worked together. Compeon and Ramos only knew each other because they worked out of the same station. They were not really friends or anything. They were just co-workers. And they haven't spoken since that day. They didn't speak that day. They didn't speak before this happened. They have never spoken to each other. And yet the government, judge in this case, Kathleen Cardone, had a gag order on their family and our family. That wasn't even necessary because really Ramos and Compeon and Johnny Sutton tells the nation that there was a conspiracy here. And this is where they got this, all these lies about Ramos and Compeon had signed confessions and all the lies that they told the Congress so that the Congress would back off because the Congress was getting very suspicious about this case, and they tried to get them to back off by lying to them. And certainly, everybody knows that the government in February of this year admitted to lying to the Congress. But the other thing, Rick, the transcripts of the trial were not released until after the agents had gone to prison.
Right.
It took 13 months to get the transcripts of the trial when it should have taken 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make sure these guys were put away before the public knew what really happened in that courtroom.
All right, let me take another call here while we have time. Frank in California is next. Hello, Frank. You're on the program with Joe Lawyer.
Good evening, Rick, and good evening, Joe. Joe, I keep bumping into you everywhere I go. The last time that I saw you was at the Nixon Library, where I was asked to be the MC for the event, and I had the honor of introducing you before the public. Do you remember me at all?
Frank,
oh,
George.
Absolutely, Frank, and I saw you in Washington at the Feet of the Fire. And yeah, I went to the Nixon Library to speak for Tompkins Cradle. And, how can I forget you?
And as always, you do very well. And I always tell people that when the president speaks of family values, he ought to go and talk to you about what family values are, because you certainly are exemplary doing everything that you're doing for your son-in-law. And you know what, Joe? I know that you're going through a very difficult time. I know that it's very depressing. But I have a very good feeling about all this whole thing, Joe, because now you have some really influential people in Washington and other areas who are interested in this case. This case reeks of corruption so strong that nobody can deny that there is something terribly wrong taking place. And I don't cut this president a bit of slack at all. I think he truly does know what's going on. And I would like to see all of this break loose. I have great hopes that it will, that we will see both of the men see freedom. And I am hoping for a tremendous financial compensation coming out of this. And I would never want to spend any amount of time in prison, but they have been wrongfully convicted. and they have lost almost everything in their lives. I know they're going through a bad time, and I would hope to see them compensated, and I think that it will happen. But you are, of course, key to what will take place in the future. A man like yourself can bring down big walls, and you're doing that. Just your voice out there, everything that you're doing, you're the greatest hope that these men have, and you have brought a lot of powerful people on board. So anyways, look, that's all I've got to say, and I'm glad to hear you once again. I wish you and the agents the best, and keep on doing what you're doing, okay?
Thanks a lot, Frank. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Frank, for calling. Amen.
Bye-bye.
All right, brother. Well, there's another devout Americanist, and we're finding that people across the board, across the spectrum here in America, including many Latinos, by the way, are really, true Americans. So we can't sell them short. We have to give them credit for what they're doing as well in defense of America. This is a war. It's a war against the globalists more than anything. We'll be back to wrap things up, Joe. Take your time. We'll be back. We'll give you a chance to sum up and see what we can do. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
I'm back now. We don't have much time, but I do want you to mention again Joe, the best way that people can help out? Is it going to the site? Is it calling you? Is it writing? What is the best way they can do that, people that are obviously online, for one?
Yes, people online can go to our blog, agentramos.com, and we have two ways for people to donate, either through our P.O. Box in El Paso or through PayPal on our blog. And I would ask people to please, say a little prayer for Ramos and Compeon whenever you get a chance, because that's about all we've got left right now. We're a spiritual family, absolutely, and we pray a lot. And I know that our prayers will be answered, just like Frank said a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. We're very optimistic that they will be coming home before long.
Amen. We'll be working for that end. Let's take another quick call. Dave, I believe in Arizona. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I won't take much of your time, but I was curious because I live close to where he's being held, and I'm wondering if there's any other things that that could be taken to him and provided him in the cell. Like I'm thinking of a laptop with a wireless card that he might be able to enjoy himself a little bit more than being confined with just a small radio. Or
will they allow that? I don't know, Joe.
No, he's not allowed to have anything, no TV, no computer. The little transistor radio that he got, he bought there at the prison for $40. He's not allowed for us to give him any gifts at all. He has an account there at the prison for to buy stuff at the commissary. He's not allowed in the commissary. If he wants to buy a candy bar or something, he has to order it, and they have to furnish it, and it's paid out of his prison account. But we certainly hope we could get him at least a TV. They won't allow him. They don't allow him to have anything in that cell.
Could anybody add to his prison account? Because I know that's important. I have been in jail at one time, and having a little bit of money that you can charge things to makes it a little bit easier, too. Can anybody do that?
No, my daughter is the only one that can deposit money, and the maximum that she can have in his account is, I think it's $900. Everything is very expensive in prison.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $40 for a radio I could get for $5 is a little ridiculous.
I have to tell you, as an American citizen, I'm ashamed of this country. It just sickens me to no end that man's in there, and he needs to be gotten out.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to do everything we humanly can to reduce that sentence and get him out.
I intend to send money to your post office box because I don't have a credit card and stuff. I don't use credit cards.
All right.
But I will send some funds to post office box.
Do you have the address, Dave?
I believe it's P.O. Box 977-927,
yes.
El Paso, Texas.
That's 972-925.
No, it's 972-925.
Okay.
In El Paso, Texas. And the zip?
79997.
All right, Dave. Thank you. Thank you all for calling. Joe, we're out of time. We'll do it again, and God bless you, and we'll be talking soon. Keep the pressure up.
Rick, I just want to thank you for all you do for our country.
Amen.
We really love you, and God bless you. And I just ask the people, say a prayer for Ramos St.
We will. And in Christ is victory. Thank you, Joe.
God bless you. Thank
Amen. You.
You
too. All right, we're out of time. Lord willing, back again tomorrow night, and we'll do it all over again. Good night, everyone.
With